Dave Kopack is Associated Press reporter. He is the Fargo Bureau, and his offices are now in the Midwest Radio facilities on 25th Street South. We're very glad to have him because in the halls and in the malls and on the air and in print, he's a good guy to be around and pick his brain, and we're very happy that you agree to some of those stories that you as an Associated Press reporter uncover to come in and let us debrief you.
Well, there are two people that are happy that I have a new home. One is me. For a while there, I had left my previous media building, I guess, and I was working from home for about 3 months. So the other person that is really happy I'm here is my wife, who got sick of me working in my bathrobe all day.
I want to talk about the North Dakota State University campus police in a moment, but first of all, you know, this community has grown a great deal, and the name Kopack means a lot to a lot of people. But let's do Kopack 101, your own personal legacy and your family's legacy in the media.
Right. My father was a longtime sports editor of the Form. He came here from the University of Minnesota in 1950 and started on the Form's night desk. A year later, went to the sports department and stayed there his entire career. And he retired in about 1992. The Form at the time had a nepotism policy, so I couldn't work there until he announced his retirement. But we did get a chance to work together 1 year, his last year after he'd announced his retirement. So I worked there for roughly 13 years before joining the AP. And my younger brother has been there now at least 20 years as well.
Jeff.
And what was your dad's first name?
Ed.
Yes,
How did you like making the switch from sports reporting to hard news?
I had some mixed feelings, but it was time. I had covered sports for about 20 years, and I got to the point where every game was starting to look the same to me. And it seems to be a pretty natural progression in the journalism business. I think sports writing is great training for news writing, frankly, because you write on deadline. You learn to work some pretty odd hours, which got a little old after a while, but it was time. And I was talking to you guys earlier how, and especially on the news side, every day for me is a new learning experience. It's kind of like getting free education every day with various stories. Like, for instance, I've learned a lot now about laws and traffic fines and jurisdictions and things like that we're going to talk about today.
Good. Is it different in that it seems like the sportscasters that I know have had to live, eat, and breathe every sport in the game? Or every game in the sport, whatever, however that goes. Is it the same for news? Did you feel that? And was it a bit of a relief not to have to follow every single game, every single day, every single Saturday and Sunday?
Oh, I think you're right on. Especially if you're a beat reporter and you're covering baseball or basketball or hockey, I mean, you have a lot of competition there too as well. And my younger brother is going out to practices every day and watching 40 games a year, and with Newside, it's just a lot more variety, and I don't feel like I'm stuck in one rut all the time.
North Dakota State University has been using campus police in Fargo, and there's some question about the propriety of that. That's a story that Dave Kopack reported on over the weekend and got very minimal play around here, but it's been made known nationwide. We're collecting the fines, yet they're campus police. We'll get to that story in a moment on KFGO. We heard on KFGO News and KFGO.com about this story involving the city of Fargo and campus police and the city collecting the fines thereof. And now there's question about it. Dave Kopack of the Associated Press here in our building at KFGO. Dave, give us a thumbnail of this story overall, please.
Yeah, this kind of developed from a run-of-the-mill DUI case, I guess, in Fargo. And what happened was somebody was arrested in downtown Fargo, probably three or four blocks from the downtown NDSU campus. And he was arrested by NDSU police and charged with DUI. And his lawyer decided to take the case to court. And in doing so, argued that the NDSU police officer had exceeded his authority because the arrest was made off campus. And a couple other issues have kind of developed out of this. And I happen to have breaking news on this case, by the way. The lawyer, Charlie Sheely, argued his case last week, and the judge has just ruled on it. And Charlie said the evidence should be thrown out because the officer, you know, was outside his bounds. And the judge has ruled against him now.
Oh.
And said, the officers were within their bounds. But this story is just beginning. I've talked to a couple other lawyers who have had similar cases, and they say there's no doubt this will get appealed, probably all the way up to the North Dakota Supreme Court.
And there is also another angle in that the Board of Higher Education is looking at the relationship between NDSU and the city of Fargo's coffers.
They are. And, I talked to the chief of staff of the university system, and as he put it to me, it's an interesting issue. And he says they're going to discuss it with the board. He thinks issue primarily with the attorneys is an agreement that the city of Fargo has with NDSU that allows the NDSU police to make some of these arrests off campus. And as they've argued, NDSU police, because they have two campuses, they're going between downtown Fargo and the NDSU campus. And in this case, and they probably have a good argument, it would be hard for an officer or anyone else to ignore someone they think is a drunk driver.
Are the same standards of policemanship required for campus police as for Fargo City Police?
They are. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I don't know any, if nobody's arguing that their training their abilities and what they do.
Wonder where the campus is downtown. We have the School of Architecture down there, and then we have the old Pioneer Life Building, which is also a part of it. That could make virtually the entire downtown a part of the NDSU campus.
Well, and that's right. And that's, one of the things the judge brought up in the discussion is, where do we draw the line? Do we draw boundaries on what blocks that they can, legally make arrests between downtown and the outer campus? And I think what the judge said in his ruling, that this memorandum of understanding, this agreement that the city has with NDSU, makes that allowable. And you could also understand this. The agreement also says in certain emergency situations, when people are in hot pursuit and things like that, that they should be able to help. And I don't think anyone's arguing that at all.
Dave Kolpak with the Associated Press. And maybe we can get together again Monday. I know you have another story that's coming out that might certainly be of interest locally.
I would love to do that.
All right. Thank you very much. That story... How would someone search for that story so they can find the full unexpurgated version of it?
Well, I think the best thing to do is get the AP app for your cell phone.
I have it.
It is great.
It's excellent.
Isn't it?
It
is. I think you need to promote that, Sandy.
And the AP, I do actually, and the AP is always right and usually always first on everything.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
Dave Kolpak, we'll hear from him again on the Jack and Sandy Show.